Antony and Cleopatra by Colleen McCullough. Narrated by Sneha Mathan.
For the unsinkable Antony Cheatham, with love and enormous respect. Part 1. Antony in the East, 41 BC to 40 BC. Chapter 1. Quintus Delius was not a warlike man, nor a warrior when in battle. Whenever possible, he concentrated upon what he did best, namely to advise his superiors so subtly that they came to believe the ideas were genuinely theirs. So after Philippi, in which conflict he had neither distinguished himself nor displeased his commanders, Delius decided to attach his meager person to Mark Antony and go east. It was never possible, Delius reflected, to choose Rome. It always boiled down to choosing sides in the massive, convulsive struggles between men determined to control. No, be honest, Quintus Delius, determined to rule Rome. With the murder of Caesar by Brutus, Cassius, and the rest, everyone had assumed that Caesar's close cousin Mark Antony would inherit his name, his fortune, and his literal millions of clients. But what had Caesar done? Made a last will and testament that left everything to his 18-year-old great-nephew, Gaius Octavius. He hadn't even mentioned Antony in that document, a blow from which Antony had never really recovered. So sure had he been that he would step into Caesar's high red boots. And, typical Antony, he had made no plans to take second place. At first, the youth everyone now called Octavian hadn't worried him. Antony was a man in his prime, a famous general of troops, and owner of a large...